It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 2nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $43,066. ETH is down slightly at $2,313. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $302. Well, three individuals have been charged by the U.S. federal government for a phone hacking conspiracy, which included the theft of $400 million from FTX. The trio is accused of operating a SIM swapping ring that targeted 50 victims, resulting in that major heist on November the 11th of 2022, when they accessed an FTX employee through AT&T and stole the funds. Well, BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF has surpassed Grayscale's GBTC in daily trading volume, registering just over $300 million compared to Grayscale's $292 million. IBIT and Fidelity's FBTC have been closing in on Grayscale's daily trading volume earlier in the week. BlackRock's IBIT also led in terms of inflows, adding $163 million to the fund, while Grayscale registered $182 million in outflows. The cumulative trading volume for the spot Bitcoin ETFs is now approaching $30 billion. Well, Hong Kong's Financial Services and Treasury Bureau will soon launch a consultation on a regulatory framework for over-the-counter crypto venues, including shops and online platforms. The move comes after OTC venues played a role in some crypto fraud cases last year, misleading investors into channeling funds to unlicensed platforms. The FSTB aims to bring OTC ventures under regulation to enhance investor protection. Hong Kong has been taking steps to regulate the crypto sector, including establishing a licensing regime for crypto companies and consulting on a regulatory regime for stablecoin issuers. Well, Binance has frozen $4.2 million worth of XRP tokens linked to the recent $120 million exploit involving 213 million XRP tokens stolen from Ripple Labs executive chairman Chris Larson's wallet. Binance's CEO Richard Ting mentioned that they are cooperating with Ripple's efforts to recover the funds and are closely monitoring the majority of the stolen funds still held in the exploiter's external wallets. The exploit had led to funds being laundered through multiple exchanges, including Binance Kraken and OKX. And finally, hybrid crypto trading platform Cube Exchange has raised $12 million in a Series A funding round, bringing its valuation to $100 million. Cube Exchange uses a hybrid model with off-chain order matching and on-chain settlement, allowing users to retain ownership of their assets without transferring them to an exchange custodial account. The platform plans to expand its team and obtain licenses in more jurisdictions with the fresh funding. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.